Alyssa Lam noticed that times aren't the greatest for everyone. She's been hearing about increased challenges and demands on food banks. And when she's at the Bradford West Gwillimbury Public Library, she can see that demand on the community fridge. It's being used a lot. Every single time I went there, I walked past, it would be empty or someone was in there, getting food, she says. With inflation, there's people that don't have enough money for food. And she got to thinking. Alyssa had earlier painted designs on the faces of the girls who lived next door with a friend and enjoyed it. It helped, of course, that they received positive feedback from the family. What better way, she thought, than to paint faces and also give back to the community by donating the proceeds to Bradford's Helping Hand Food Bank. And my mom supported me, she explains. She loves to give to the community. I thought it was such a wonderful idea and I went online, on Facebook, and asked people how we could go about doing that, explains her mom, Sarah Trong. They were at first discouraged to learn about all the things that could possibly go wrong. But they were encouraged when Jennifer Bohensky, market manager at the Bradford Farmers Market, happily supported their initiative by offering them a booth. Alyssa, along with her family friend, Tiffany Nguyen, has been there for 4 successive weeks. They're to return for the 5th time this Saturday for the market's Big Harvest Festival, bringing an end to market season. Young shoppers are encouraged to dress up for some early trick or treating on Saturday, and there will be pumpkin decorating, music, and a big giveaway. It's been going very well. I posted online and a lot of people supported us. It was very busy each time. Some people came, gave some money. Some people don't have money, and that's fine. Some people bring food, says Sarah. During the 4 weekends, the friends have managed to raise nearly $700. Saturday will be their last day and they're hoping for a good turnout. Alyssa is an inspiring example of what our youth in Bradford can achieve by taking that one step to create change within their community, says Bohensky. It is a wonderful way for them to share all the meaningful work that they are doing, and we will continue to provide that space for them. The market, she adds, has quadrupled the amount of space allotted to community groups this past season, welcoming a mix of 21 grassroots, nonprofit and registered charities this year. Bohensky would be more than happy to keep growing that number for next season. She provides the groups with a tent and table to use for the day at no cost. Helping Hand reports that the community has also stepped up as plans for Thanksgiving are finalized. Schools have launched food drives and grocery stores have set up bins for donations. Money helps because then we can buy what we need for the food bank, says longtime volunteer Cindy Pasquarella, who was also at the market last week, impressed with the girls and their work with children. These girls are wonderful. I was so impressed.